Now, with a look at what else has been making scientific headlines for us lately, here's Meera Sinthalingam with this week's Naked Scientist Newsflash.
China has launched its first space station, set to orbit 220 miles above the Earth. The unmanned Tiangong-1 space laboratory, meaning Heavenly Place, was launched from the Gobi Desert on the 29th of September, carried up by the rocket Long March, and will remain in orbit for 2 years. Anu Ojha from the National Space Centre in Leicester comments.
In a couple of months' time, in November, there'll be the mission called Shenzhou 8 practicing rendezvousing and then docking with Tiangong 1. Now, that's going to be unmanned, and the plan is for that to stay up there for 12 days. What will then follow over the next year are two more missions, one of which will be manned. The declared plan is to have Tiangong 1 altogether on orbit for about 2 years, with Tiangong 2 following as a successor in 2014.
High-resolution images of the Dead Sea Scrolls are now available online. Five major scrolls of these ancient manuscripts, originally written on parchment and papyrus, have now been digitized by Google in collaboration with the Israel Museum, enabling billions of people to access these biblical texts in their original form. As Geza Vermes, Emeritus Professor of Jewish Studies at the University of Oxford, explains.
One of the most important contributions is that people can see the actual scrolls as they are, the colour of the leather, shape and darkness and spots of ink on the manuscript, so that they can actually come as close to the documents as those who can hold them in their hands.
Carbon dioxide emissions could soon be converted back into fuel, reducing levels of this greenhouse gas released into our atmosphere. Using a process dubbed artificial photosynthesis, Rich Maisel and colleagues at the company Dioxide Materials have used solar energy to convert carbon dioxide into carbon monoxide and water, which in turn is combined with hydrogen to produce synthetic gas, which is now used by many oil companies to produce fuel.
What's a viable route in the long term to make the fuel for your car or your truck or your airplane that doesn't compete with the food supply and it's completely renewable and recyclable? So it changes CO2 from something we dump or have to bury into something that we recycle and reuse, and it's a renewable resource.
Glowing bacteria could soon be used to encode secret messages. Working with E. coli and fluorescent proteins, David Waltz from Tufts University used combinations of bacteria to encrypt messages onto sheets of paper made of nitrocellulose. Potential uses for the process are product authentication, prevention of counterfeiting, and even biological barcoding, with people wanting to decipher the message needing to know the right nutrient and light needed to read the bacterial glow.
Each combination of two colors corresponds to either a letter, a number, or a symbol, and we array those in a particular order, and the bacteria do not glow unless they're exposed to a particular nutrient. And so when those bacteria grow in the proper medium, they develop the colors that they're designed to present, and the message, kind of like invisible ink, then appears magically.
Welcome to the Ig Nobel Prize Ceremony.
The 21st annual Ig Nobel Awards took place at Harvard University this week, honouring scientists for research that makes people laugh and then makes them think. This year's prizes honoured work on why discus throwers get dizzy when hammer throwers don't, the use of wasabi to wake people up in an emergency, and our decision-making ability when needing to urinate. Mark Abrahams is in charge of the ceremony.
The point of them, in a way, is just to show people things that are so unexpected and entrancing, they are going to make you want to know more. Among the winners were the mayor of Vilnius, Lithuania, who won the Peace Prize for demonstrating a new way to discourage people from parking their cars in bicycle lanes. He runs over their cars with an armored tank.
The prizes themselves are presented by real Nobel Prize laureates and continue to grow in popularity each year.
And now, the Biology Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize in Biology this year goes to Daryl Gwynne of Canada and Australia and the USA, and David Rentz of Australia and the USA for
discovering that a certain kind of beetle mates with a certain kind of Australian beer bottle. Please welcome Daryl Gwynn, David Rentz.
Mark Abrahams, the founder of the Ig Nobel Prizes, which were given out earlier this week, and he was ending that report by Meera Senthilingam. You can find the references for all of the news stories we've covered this week online at thenakedscientist.com/news.